I'm told, I hear, I've seen the first episode, but Agatha is the gayest Marvel project yet. Do you agree?
It better be, because that's what I signed up for.
Disney promised that Agatha all along would be a gay explosion. I would say that phrase ended up being a pretty good description of the show. With three lesbian characters and one gay character accounting for more than half of the seven main characters, proving once again that the LGBTQ community is the most overrepresented minority in America in both television and movies. But do us comic book movie fans care about that? Do families in America and the rest of the world care about that? Or do we just want to be entertained?
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained?
Isn't that the purpose of film and television? Was this show actually entertaining? Mildly. Was this show cool? No. There's nothing cool about a bunch of wine moms and a gay kid trying their best to do an homage to Hocus Pocus and failing to create something half as compelling. Who is this show made for? It's certainly not for the same crowd that holds Marvel's Winter Soldier or Avengers Infinity War in such high regard. Is it for fans of the Agatha character from the comics? Was Agatha even gay or bi in the comics? Well, the answer to both those questions would be no. So once again, I ask, who is this show for? Because it wasn't for me.
If God's gift to mankind had another name, it would be Jonathan, who is your host. If you love all things comic book and all things cinema, you're at the right place. Welcome to Comic Book Cinema.
Just real quick, if you haven't seen this show yet and you don't want it to be spoiled, come back and check this video out later. This video will be spoiling lots of plot points, so beware. The strange-looking man-child Joe Locke is revealed to be Billy Maximoff, son of Wanda Maximoff, several episodes into the show. Based off of the Wiccan character from the comics and of the same origin, the character translates moderately well to the screen from the books. The MCU is clearly setting up a Young Avengers project for the future, which would be a guaranteed box office flop. So hopefully this will be relegated to Disney Plus, where most of the other irrelevant content lives. Catherine Hahn turns in another excellent over-the-top performance as the character Agatha Harkness. She's probably the best actor in the whole show. For the MCU fans who loved her character in the WandaVision series, Marvel pulls yet another bait and switch with the title, just like they did with the Hawkeye show. And we quickly realize the main character isn't Agatha, it's actually Billy. But not to be outgayed by Billy, we quickly find out about Wanda's lover, Rio, who is revealed to be the character Death from the comics, who was conspicuously absent when Thanos was around. Aubrey Plaza also shines in this role. The weekly episodic vibes hit hard as each episode focuses on a new trial the coven of diverse witches have to overcome. Asian witch? Check. Black lesbian witch? Check. Gay male witch?
No distractions, please. I'm going to need you to hide those arms.
Check, check. Marvel Disney is just breaking all kinds of barriers down with this one.
Yes, yes.
Overall, as a fan of comic book films and shows, this series just strays too far from what their audience wants. It's a show that's not for me, and if you're a fan of the genre, I doubt you'll like it either. Different doesn't always equate to better. It's good to have variety in the MCU, but when you go completely out into left field like what we got with this show, it doesn't feel refreshing. It just feels random. Although I found myself enjoying small bits and pieces, like Rio's witch cackle or the Witch's Road song, unfortunately those bits and pieces felt like fresh juicy pineapple put into a blender with larger pieces of dog turd. And in the action department, there was a lot left to be desired. Trying to make an MCU project without action is like hosting a fishing tournament with no fishing. So congrats, Marvel. You did in fact succeed in giving your dwindling fan base a gay explosion. But you did not succeed in giving us what we wanted. On a scale of 0 to 10, for me, it sits at a 3.5. It's not as bad as Secret Invasion or Echo based solely off of how horrible the finales for those shows were. What do you guys think? Let me know in the comments below. Check us out on our other social media platforms. And until next time, have a good one.